Every writer has that moment. You roll into a turn and something feels off.
Your hands tighten just a little. Your mind starts asking questions you didn't hear a second ago.
Am I going too fast? Did I set up right?
And in that moment, fear shows up.
Here's the part nobody really says out loud.
Fear doesn't go away.
Not after a year, not after 10.
Not even after thousands of miles.
You don't beat it.
You don't outgrow it.
You learn to ride with it. And if you don't,
it will ride you. I think a lot of us start writing believing something that sounds true, but isn't.
That confidence means fear is gone.
That if you just write long enough, eventually it disappears.
But it doesn't.
No, it just changes shape.
Beginners feel it in everything.
And experienced writers feel it in specific moments.
Tight corners, unfamiliar roads, unexpected situations.
And sometimes, in places you thought you had already mastered.
Fear isn't random.
It just shows up where your confidence hasn't caught up yet.
Or where your skill hasn't been tested enough.
Or where control starts to feel uncertain.
And that's where most writers make a mistake.
They try to avoid those moments.
Instead of understanding them.
And there's something about writing in a group.
That changes how you think.
You start watching the writer in front of you.
Matching their speed.
Matching their lines.
Even when it doesn't feel right.
And fear gets louder, not quieter.
Because now it's not just a road.
It's an expectation.
Here's something that doesn't get talked about enough. If you're afraid of your bike at slow speeds, you're going to feel it everywhere else.
Because a lack of confidence doesn't stay in one place.
It follows you in the corners.
Into traffic.
Into every situation where things get unpredictable. Slow speed practice isn't just drills.
It's learning trust.
Clutch control, balance, throttle discipline.
And on a deeper level, learning to be steady. There are moments in every rider's journey where fear feels bigger than the ride itself.
Yeah, and for me, that showed up in a pretty specific way. When I first started riding, I didn't feel comfortable on a freeway. I felt like there was too much going on, too much risk. And it took me a while before I finally got confident and comfortable.
That's real. And that's something a lot of writers never say out loud. At some point, writing stops being just about control.
And it starts becoming about trust.
Trust in your preparation.
Trust in your decisions.
And for me, trust in God. Because there are moments on the road where you realize you're not in control of everything.
And that's not weakness.
That's reality.
And accepting that actually makes you a better writer. Writing alone teaches you one thing.
And writing with others teaches you something else.
Alone, you face yourself.
Together, you learn how to hold your ground.
Not match someone else.
But stay true to your pace. Fear isn't there to stop you.
It's there to show you something.
Where you need to grow.
Where you need to practice.
Where you need to trust more.
So maybe the goal isn't to get rid of fear.
Maybe it never was.
Maybe the goal is to become the kind of writer
who can carry it without letting it take over.
So here's the question for you. Where does fear still show up in your writing? Drop it in the comments. I'll be reading them.
And when you're out there on the road, pay attention to what those moments are trying to show you.
Because the answer probably isn't off the bike.
It's somewhere out there, waiting for you to find it.